Last summer, Taliesin West in Scottsdale and Taliesin in Wisconsin were inscribed as UNESCO World Heritage Sites. That's led to more visitors to Frank Lloyd Wright's properties, which officials welcome, but more visitors also means more upkeep and maintenance. Fred Prozillo is Vice President of Preservation for the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation, where he oversees preservation at both the Architects Arizona and Wisconsin homes. He joins me to talk about those efforts and some of the items on the Foundation's 2020 to-do list. And Fred, first off, is it more challenging to work on preservation on sites like these in Architects' home and studio when a lot of people sort of have a sense of what they looked like as opposed to maybe another kind of site?
Well, for us at Taliesin West, and to an extent at Taliesin in Wisconsin, his summer home, the properties were meant to be laboratories, places where Wright experimented with architecture, worked on his ideas. Because of them being laboratories and places where, when he was alive, they were constantly changing. So today, as we try to preserve these sites that were really never meant to be fixed and static, it does pose some interesting challenges for us, how we approach preservation and the work, and then how we share that information with the public.
It's interesting how you say that it was never meant to be static and sort of quote-unquote finished. Does that give you maybe more leeway in terms of if you can't quite get something to this era, maybe you can try for this era with the understanding that this site was always sort of evolving?
Well, that's an approach we're trying to develop and trying to take on. Traditionally in the United States, preservation of historic sites worked in a way where you picked a significant period in time, and you restored or brought the building back to that one point in time. There are different ways that conservationists approach preserving work in Europe and Australia. They look more towards what were the inherent values in the property? What was the important thing about that property? You know, was it the space? Was it the environment? Was it the materials? And they try to restore that to that element of the building. So we're working here in the United States to try to, work within that values-based approach. It does not always give us a lot of leeway because we do want to maintain the historic character and the authenticity of the place. So we don't want to go in and change something and then have it be Fred Prozillo's Taliesin West, right? We want to make sure that it remains Wright's vision and that it is true to what Wright intended.
Well, how might that different approach manifest itself at a place like Taliesin West? If you're not picking a year, for example, or a couple year period and restoring to that, but trying to stay true more to the ideals and his thought process.
Right. So since Wright always viewed Taliesin West as his winter camp, we're looking at how do we bring that camp-like quality? How do we bring that experience back to the buildings and to the visitors that will come through the buildings? Originally, they were pavilions opened. Some of the roof flaps would open, provide cross ventilation. Walls would disappear and, have, free-flowing interior and exterior space. So when we look to restore Taliesin West, we're looking at how can we bring those qualities? How can we bring those values back to the building so people can experience Taliesin West the way Frank Lloyd Wright experienced it?
And in looking at the list of some of the projects that you're looking at for 2020, the roof is one of those ideas, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the roof during Wright's time was simple canvas panels set in between wood beams. And so we'd like to bring back that quality to these structures because it was really beautiful. So we're looking right now at how can we bring a modern fabric back in place that will be watertight, possibly give us some insulation value, but still give that feel that, you're in a fabric structure. And you feel like you're in a tent, still protected from this, environment, the desert environment, but that you have this kind of experience of, really connecting with the landscape and the environment around you.
That seems like an example of sort of using his ideals and what he was going for, but doing it with modern technology. I mean, fabrics that were not around when Wright was designing and building his buildings.
Right. And that's how we are working in this idea of, continuing the innovative spirit of Taliesin West, continuing on this idea of working out new ideas and solving new problems in architecture, just as Wright did on the property, but without sacrificing kind of the authentic feel and the character of the building.
One of the other items on your to-do list for 2020 is one of those that I think if you're on one of those like home renovation shows, when the contractor tells the homeowners you have to do this, they're like, oh no, no one's ever going to see that, dealing with the water and electrical stuff, sewer and pipes and stuff like that. But it sounds as though there's a bit of a challenge. You can't just obviously rip up the walls to redo this stuff. You have to sort of figure out how to keep everything intact and work in some cases behind walls or underground.
Right. It's a challenge at both sites. In Taliesin, where we have structures that have been around since 1911, and they go through the freeze-thaw of Wisconsin winters. So opening up those buildings and working on infrastructure that was placed decades ago is always challenging. At Taliesin West, the materials that he used when he first installed plumbing is now today at the end of its serviceable life. At Taliesin West, we have what we call desert masonry, these stone and concrete walls where the utilities were poured right into the concrete. Oof. So, accessing them is impossible. So we have to be quite creative on how we, replace lines without changing the character of the building. So to replace our water infrastructure, we're looking to do some work where we bore underground so we don't have to rip up all of our beautiful landscape and our historic, concrete walkways. And this is a process that a number of cities are using today where you bore underground and replace water systems. And, we want to continue that idea of Taliesin West being a teaching laboratory. So when we do this work, we want to bring municipalities, we want to bring contractors, anyone who's interested in this process to come and see how we did it at Taliesin West so that they can understand, hey, if we can do this kind of new technology at a National Historic Landmark and World Heritage Site, there's no reason we can't do it anywhere else here in the Valley.
All right. That's Fred Prozzillo, Vice President of Preservation with the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. Fred, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.